More small breast tumors are being diagnosed now, but not a proportional reduction in the number of large ones, a recent study found, pointing to the potential for what's known as overdiagnosis, or finding tumors that would never have caused a problem in a woman's lifetime. What does this mean about when women should have mammography? Antonio Wolf, a breast cancer expert at Johns Hopkins, offers his opinion.
It's a complicated question for which we don't have the right answer. I think it is important that each woman discusses with her gynecologist her personal features, family history, prior breast problems, to help them make a decision about when they should consider starting mammography somewhere between the ages of 40 and 50. Clearly, there is not a recipe for one size fits all.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.